Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to I Am Resistance and the End Times. Broadcast is dedicated to creating a culture of resistance to industrial civilization, resistance to the evisceration of the living world, the land base, and the exploitation of all creatures by the corporatocracy and oligarchy that enslaves and deforms our being, resistance to this insane culture of occupation that supports violence and oppression at every turn. We seek truth in a culture of lies, violence, and kitsch. It is a call to action to those who will listen, a cry to unite to stop this toxic culture before it is too late. We must resist this culture of enslavement, defend all life, and restore the land base before it is uninhabitable. We must work to decolonize our minds, re-indigenize our lives, and end the exploitation of all. See the truth of living as awake, responsible, moral beings in tune with each other as nature. It is not only a hope, it is our only hope for the living world. This insane culture must be stopped. Rebellion is the only way, and radical feminism is a guide to all who want to dismantle, not reform, the domination cultures. Industrial civilization can be dismantled and never allowed to be again. We must build a culture of resistance to fight the insanity of industrial civilization. We must fight. Support resistance wherever you see it, wherever there is a strategy. Read the Decisive Ecological Warfare section in the Deep Green Resistance book. Read the whole book. Read many books. You know what I say about books. Read them and act. As a title of a cool book, when philosophy dies, action begins. We must recognize the reality that we're in. We must recognize the truth. Oh, you gotta love 9-inch nails. I do. Welcome. Good morning, my fellow underminders, rebels, abolitionists. Today is September 27th, 2015. Check out my Facebook page, I Am Resistance. Email me, inquiringsage@gmail.com. I also have a blog that I never use, but I will someday. Give us a call. Give me a call sometime, 646-915-9912. That's 646-915-9912. 646-915-9912. There's also a live chat, so you can yell at me if you'd like. But I don't have to hear it because they're just words. So last week I talked about the Salvationists, and I went through A through F, and I ended up, so I'll just a quick recap. A is the deniers, B is the rapturists, C is the global shock doctrine Randians, D the technolopians, neo-environmentalist post-humanists, E is the integral reprogrammers, and F is the humanist occupy meta-movements and human consciousness. That's where I left off. So F, the humanist occupy meta-movements and human consciousness, is the idea that together we will save ourselves. Together we will come up with solutions to industrial civilization and stop it from raping the earth at every turn. And, the Salvationists, who believe that civilization can and will be reformed and saved, often and always do overlook the biggest problem is that civilization is premised on patriarchy, male domination. You're like, oh, who cares? Patriarchy is just one of the whole thing, but that if civilization itself is the source of all our suffering. So to reform that which is the creator of our suffering, see, we work very hard to say, no, it's not civilization. It's not the system. It's the individuals who inhabit it just do it wrong. So it's like if we were really good, civilized people, we would do it better. We would be kinder, gentler rapists. We would, be fair in our domination. We would be more equitable in our exploitation, in our imposing of power and stripping away our capabilities to connect with nature. So save us, to reform civilization is to save humans from suffering its collapse. So, I talked about this before. If you watched Surviving Progress, we've created this incredible progress trap that when civilization collapses, it's going to take everybody with it. And so, the deniers say, oh, there's nothing happening. The rapturists say, oh, well, God will save us. You just need to put, your energy toward your faith. The global shock at Randians, that 0.01% will save us because they are the philosopher kings. The technolopians, the neo-environmentalist post-humans, technology, innovation, progress will save us. That, as I just mentioned, the integral reprogrammers, a kind elite will arise and save us. And the humanists, together we're going to, so everything says if we just do these things, we're going to salvage this mess. We're going to salvage this rape murder fest of 10,000 years because it's worth it, because there's just no other way to live. This is the way. And of course, that's wrong in every sense of the word. We've seen, if we look at history at all, what it's been. It's been the most horrendous trauma ever inflicted upon the earth, and especially just the last century of industrial civilization. It's truly an atrocity because it's unfathomable of the level of decimation and just blatant infliction of suffering and horror. It's just, you know, it's hard to take the salvationists seriously. And I was one of them for the longest time. What are most, any intellectual citizens, academics, are all salvationists. They can never bite the hand that feeds them. Some, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about with the rest of the time, is the collapse mix, using this, as I have that diagram online, you can look at it. And it's also on I Am Resistance, the page. So the collapse mix, and there's some in between. There's two in between views, and then there's three very clear collapse mix. And collapse mix, as they use this, civilizational collapse is inevitable, it says. So this is our political map. We have the salvationists on one side, which is majority. The deniers, I say, are the biggest party, if you will. And then, you know, so let's look at there's two in between. The Transition Resilience Movement, which I have a great fondness for, this is G, preparation and community might save us. And at the bottom, the neo-survivalists, we can persevere some civilization, we can persevere some civilization behind a private fortress. So we can persevere, we can preserve some of civilization behind a private fortress. That's the neo-survivalists. So that, I think, is very much like the historian Merton, is his name, Morton, is in The Twilight of American Culture. He argues that we can't resist. What we have to do is be the new monast, he called it. So the monast is going to take what's valuable in civilization and try to just hunker down until, you know, a new renaissance can occur. You know, I think it's very romantic and a falseness. But so we'll come back to them. But first I want to look at the Transition Resilience Movement of the collapsniks. So if any of you have heard me talk about Carolyn Baker, I think she's an excellent example of the Transition Resilience Movement. She has no question that civilization is going to collapse, hands down. It's inevitability. It's something that is almost a given, because she sees all the signs, as many of us do, that this is completely unsustainable and has been for so long that we forget that that's just a matter of fact, and that this way of life is so toxic and dangerous that we're to a point where we're not preparing ourselves for the collapse that is going to come when our economic system folds or the next world war and mass devastation occurs. And so in several of her books, in particular, Sacred Demise and Navigating the Coming Chaos, she talks about transition communities. So basically, no question about it, that as collapse comes, we need to rebuild our community that is lost to this way of life. We don't know our neighbors. We don't know so many people in our community, because we're just cut off, simple as that. We're just cut off. Our life, we work our 40-hour slave labor jobs, and then, you know, we spend a lot of our time, you know, absorbing ourselves in our entertainment so we can survive the stress of our normal week. All excuses aside, disconnection is the core of this culture. And we feel no obligation to, and if there is, we feel it in a burdenous sense of like, oh, I got to go and talk to my neighbors. I'm too busy. Ain't nobody got time for that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really about, transitioning not only in our physical sense, but our psychological sense, and doing that work as it is happening, as she would call it, in the early stages of collapse. because she believes that is in fact occurring, and I I couldn't disagree with her at all. And yet how you see the stages of collapse, you could read Dmitry Orlov's Five Stages, which I have and I'm reading, it's quite interesting. You know, is you see how the pillars and the institutions that we hold in such high regard are really just the most corrupt, despicable things possible. I think a good example is law enforcement. Another example has always been is our politics. When you have a candidate like Donald Trump, who could feasibly take the presidency, shows the absurdity of the position that we've come to, where an abject idiot, not unlike George W. Bush, is going to be put in charge by the corporatocracy because they want them to. So the transition, you know, is that we really start to come together and prepare. I guess it's like communal doomsday prepper, you know, but far more significant and in-depth and thoughtful. You really have to do the work. I couldn't recommend enough reading Navigating. I like all of her stuff I've read so far, Surviving or Navigating the Coming Chaos. Before that, The Sacred Demise. She has Collapsing Consciously. Just excellent, excellent writing and very, very thoughtful about looking at our present psychology, which is really screwed, and trying to help ourselves make sense of who we will become when we're stripped away of the lies of civilization. And who are we? Are we going to, is it going to be Mad Max? And probably will, but that's not who we are. That's like any animal when you back them into a corner and you only have one way of survival, it gets dicey really quickly. And what we'll say, the negativity occurs. Let's look at H, the deep green activist. Smash, undermine civilization now to diminish its damage. Of course, this is me and many people that I talk to. The deep green resistance itself. My whole idea of I Am Resistance is the deep green activist that dismantle civilization before they destroy the living world. Because that's what's happening. And the deniers say, no, no, it's fine. We're just cutting down a few trees, when of course we see we're strip mining the earth. We're destroying all indigenous peoples. We're killing 200 species a day. We're toxifying the ground, the water, the air. And it is a juggernaut, an onslaught of vile, vicious atrocity, a perpetration of an incredible crime against the living world. So it's that, you know, it's not, oh, let's reform it, let's smash it. This is not the right way to be. They're going, oh, you want to go back to the way things were, where we're just walking around? I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be free, and I don't want the freedom that I've been promised. I want integration. I want what Forbidden Dimension talks about. Everybody should read that. C.G. Brown, Forbidden Dimensions, Primitivism, Prehistory, and the Postmodern Era. I want integration. And this is where I disagree with it. This is not about collapse for the deep green activists. They're not collapsniks. They are anti-civilizationists. They are abolitionists. They want to abolish this toxic way of life. We want to abolish it full on and never allow it. That it is proven easily to be a vicious, toxic, murderous, rapist way of life. Hands down. Simple. Simple through its proof of and its atrocity. Day in and day out. So, the deep green activists are abolitionists, not collapsniks. So that's a good clarification. So I would add that the new political map is that you have those who wish to support the atrocity versus those who wish to destroy the atrocity, to abolish it. I feel like I am full on an abolitionist of exploitation, like slavery. All slavery should be abolished. It shouldn't exist. Why? Because civilization shouldn't exist. We should not have to. We should not have the means of production because there shouldn't be any production. That's the point. There's no going back. This is an aberration that should never have been. Cities should never have been. Oh, but they are, if you accept linear time. Again, forbidden dimensions. Look harder. Look at what all the language that has been mined into you, the mind-mind, as John Trudell would say. The mind-mind only thinks in the terms of the miners, of the industrial ruling class that have said, no, you can only use words this way. You can only use meaning this way. So anytime I hear somebody want to, well, we need to define our terms, I want to tell them to, let's define go fuck your mother. Oh, sorry, bad words. But that's what I mean. Because that's them trying to take control of the discourse for their own purposes. What do you think philosophy is? But controlling thought. Next, I, the communitarians. Find, rebuild communities, tribes on a scale that works. You know, on that, the scale that works idea is, I think it's, I agree with that. I think it's a re-indigenizing, the rewilding movement to where we return to a kind of sustainability. So we get away from civilized and we get back into the, it's not going back, it's a there's no forward or backward, that's the lie. It's living organically in balance, in that harmony that we know, living instinctively, not as consumers, consumption, taking, but the built-in reciprocity that we live in. I think that it has to be part of it. If it's not about human beings surviving collapse, it's not about human beings, you know, continuing. It's about the living world and being and hearing nature. And if you read anything on animism, it should anger you that I can't hear what the trees are saying. And to even say, what do you mean what the trees are saying, is to, they try to infantilize. You know, it's like, oh, that's ridiculous that you would even see that. That's silly. It's like astrology. That's silly that you would think the stars influence you. In a way, yes, there's a really problem logically there because it doesn't fit our definitions. But this isn't about making a case. This is about seeing clearly. This is about getting and smashing that discourse. So I think they have something there. The J, existentialist dark mountaineers, know and prepare yourself. I think this is very much similar to the transition and resilience movement. For humanity to persevere in a reciprocal way out of compassion, love and rage, you know, so the dark mountaineers, I like that. That sounds cool, you know. So know and prepare yourself. So prepare for the future. And you need to have those skills. You need to have the mindset of being able to do well. It's not just what my place is, what job I got to have, or what use I'll be if I can survive the Mad Max world that is sure to ensue in the times after collapse. You know, but it's also that thing of like, should I be preparing that insurgency? And I think the deep green activist thinks that we should be hastening. See, that's what everybody says. Oh my God, if you read Derek Jensen, he addresses those specifically, the argument that let's say there's that group of deep green activists that go and they blow up something that's very, very significant to our water flow or our food flow or our energy flow. They're hurting us. So that's the thing. That's how they kill us with their love, to use the phrase from The Green Mile. We're put in the position that if we strike the dominant culture, we hurt ourselves. That's how they positioned ourselves. like Stefan Meyer's The Story of Your Enslavement. They've enslaved us by putting us in tax farms to where we don't see the fences anymore. And if we do see the fences, we get confined, incarcerated, or killed. And they hold the means of production, as Marx would say. They hold the ability for us to have food and water. So since they have that, we have to placate the powerful so we can be fed and have water. They've taken control of the most essential thing for us to be able to live. And in doing so, they take that our will to survive and pit us against us. If we love our friends and our family, they pit our friends and family against us because they'll kill us with our love for them. We know that we can take only so much abuse, but seeing other people like our children or our friends, it is very, very, very difficult and impossible. But that's how they do it. That's how they capture us and keep us in the tax farm. They indoctrinate us. And when we go and try to abolish what they've done to us, that trauma they inflict upon us every day to keep us docile and stupid while we rape and murder the natural world, we don't know ourselves. So the Dark Mountaineers say we need to know ourselves just as the transitionists do, just as the deep greenists do, just as the rewilders and the re-indigenizers and the decolonizers do. We need to know ourselves and not just wait for collapse because it's sustainable, but stop it before it does any more horrific damage. And not to save ourselves, we're unsavable. But to do it's that mentality of humanity and civilization, like the Nazis. Nazi soldiers, German soldiers knew that the Russians were just feet away, but they continued to kill Jews till the very last minute in many of the concentration camps. That is civilization, because they can't think and they've lost all humanity and compassion. I dare say humanity. They've lost all instinct and their natural moral sense. So that's what civilization will do. It will mine and strip and rape and murder until the last twig is there if we don't stop them. Last but not least, the neo-survivalists. We can preserve civilization behind a fortress. Yeah. Yeah. If anybody's ever studied history, the fortress mentality, read about Dien Bien Phu. It was the French last stand against the Viet Minh in 1954. As they were surrounded by Vietnamese forces and squished, and thousands and thousands of French had to surrender. The U.S., of course, backed the French, and hence why. But just so you know, the fortress mentality throughout history very rarely does well, because you can't sustain it. It's not possible. So that's my talk on our new political landscape, the new political map. I think it's really abolitionists versus those who wish to salvage or keep the atrocity going. Next week will be my 50th talk in I Am Resistance, so let's see how that goes. What should we talk about? I think I'll continue this conversation. Maybe someone will join me. I wish you all an excellent week. I hope you will undermine it.
Till the next one, there'll be one more. And every gambler knows that to lose is what you're really there for. Summer hours, fearlessness. Now I speak into an answer phone, like every falling leaf on the breeze. Winter wouldn't leave it alone. If you go, if you go your way and I go mine, are we so, are we so helpless against the tide? Baby, every dog on the street knows that we're in love with defeat. Are we ready to be swept off our feet and stop chasing every breaking wave? Every sailor knows that the sea is a friend made enemy, and every shipwrecked soul knows what it is to live without intimacy. I thought I had the captain's voice, but it's hard to